Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal, returning your call. How may I help you today, please?
Yes, I'm trying to figure out. It's okay. I'm trying to figure out there's a $67 charge coming out of my account, and I'm trying to figure out where it's I can't remember where it's going to.
Okay, no problem. I did locate an account with your phone number. Could you verify your first and last name, please?
James Markham.
Thank you. Could you verify your address, please?
2171 on Greenbrier Pike. Greenbrier, Tennessee. 37073.
Thank you. You'll take just a moment for the page to load. It'll be just one more moment. I do apologize. It's running slow today.
You're okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see it looks like this was for the tactical bag, which is great to take hunting or camping for $5.74. I do see that was for the shipping and handling of the bag. It was a free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership for $67.32. I do see that got you a $125 gift card each month to purchase a gadget from the online web store. That would be a monthly charge.
Now, okay, I guess when I got into that, I didn't know about that. So could you explain that to me again?
Okay.
The 67.
Yes, sir. So when the tactical bag was ordered and the shipping and handling was paid for $5.74, it was a
Yeah.
free welcoming gift for the consumer shopping membership. So they charged you $67.32. It looks like they sent you out a $125 gift card over to your email to purchase a gadget from the online web store each month.
No, I haven't received anything like that.
Yes, sir. The majority of the time it goes into your junk or spam folder.
Okay. Well, if I'd have realized that, I wouldn't even have had that happen because that's my credit card it's going on. And it's coming, getting on my credit card every month. And, I'm trying not to use that. So when I saw that come up, then I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I started seeing it ever since August. So, or I guess September started at 67. And
Yes, sir.
is there a way of getting out of this?
Yes, sir. I can go ahead and cancel the account to stop all future charges for you.
All right, now what about the, is there any money that I'm supposed to be getting to use on that you said?
Yes, sir. They would. I can have the gift cards resent. Let's see. Since you said I do see you were charged one, two. Let me see how many charges that was.
Four.
One, four. Okay. So let me go ahead and have my supervisor request. I'm going to request for her to please send you those vouchers for the 4 months.
Can you all send them to me in a personal mail instead
No,
of an email?
sorry, it only comes by email.
All right, what email address have you got for me?
Okay, I have James markham56@gmail.com.
Okay. And so how does that come up?
Okay, yes, sir. It should say, well, it's going to say buyinstantconsumerdeals.com is who it's going to come from.
Consumer deals?
Yes, sir. So I'm asking my supervisor to please send vouchers for 4 months.
Okay. So that, you know, if I saw that, I wouldn't even recognize it.
Yes, sir. I get it. So per your request, and you're also wanting, you wanted your account canceled, so I did that. Okay, it could take about 24 to 48 hours for my supervisor to send those to you in your email, but you will be receiving them. They're probably going to go in the junk or spam folder. Okay. I will have a confirmation number for you in just one moment that your account is canceled. If you would like to write that down once it comes up also.
No, that's okay. I don't have anywhere writing it right now.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I've got the request put in. You should be receiving that. Today is Sunday. I would say by Tuesday morning by this time.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help with, please?
I believe that's it.
Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you for that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.